There sure is a lot of cheese in supply these days. In fact, USDA's April cheese supplies and cold storage estimates set a record high for that month. But how did we get there? Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Chagham offers a historic perspective, starting 2 years ago when a confluence of events occurred.
Producers received good milk prices. We began to see an expansion in milk production. A lot of that milk was converted into dairy products of various kinds. But the U.S. was also entering increased engagement in international markets, some of it backfilling production in countries which were having short-term problems in producing. We also saw countries like China entering international markets at the same time and buying up large quantities of whole milk powder. So the U.S. became a significant exporter of a number of dairy products, which helped soak up domestic production and increase prices.
Now forward to 2015 with another confluence of events, this time flowing in an opposite direction.
China stepped back from the market. Russia imposed bans on imports of a number of dairy products. You had a number of these countries which had before been faced with some production problems. They started putting more product out on the market. The U.S. suddenly had increased production and exports were lower, and you had products from overseas that suddenly started looking at the U.S. as a potential home. So we saw a decline in exports, an increase in imports, and continued production.
So cheese supplies are increasing while prices are lower than, say, this time 2 years ago. Now, as of June's USDA reports, U.S. dairy production and dairy herd expansion are both still expected to rise. Chagham explains what producers may be thinking.
They're going to look at these prices that they're currently receiving in the market and say, is it worth cutting back production? And the only way really a producer can cut back production is you've got to get rid of cows.
Something dairy farmers may not do if they consider the price situation as short term.
So you're going to continue to try and produce to the best of your ability. So what we have right now is a situation where we still have relatively large amounts of production, no real cutback in cow inventories.
Yet Chagham notes recent trends may signal another confluence of events that could over time increase export demand, improve prices, and reduce the significant cheese supplies.
We're seeing an improvement in the economy over time, which is helping absorb some of that. And recently we have seen a cutback in imports of butterfat products and cheese products from overseas. Some of these countries are getting a handle on their supplies as demand is increasing in other places.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.